For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Fired University of Michigan football coach Sherrone Moore has been charged with three crimes, including home invasion and stalking. Moore has spent two nights in jail following his firing and subsequent arrest on Wednesday. Moore led the Wolverines for two seasons and was dismissed for having an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Police later arrested Moore after he was accused of assault in a community near Ann Arbor. A federal lawsuit seeks to stop construction of that ballroom at the White House. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The president is named in a lawsuit from the National Trust for Historic Preservation, accusing President Trump of violating federal law by not seeking congressional funding or a federal commission review before beginning construction on a planned White House ballroom. The project is to demolish the east wing of the White House, with plans calling for a 90,000 square foot ballroom, nearly twice the size of the existing White House. President Trump says a ballroom is overdue and the project will be fully funded by private donors and not taxpayer money. Still, the lawsuit says by fast-tracking the project, he is violating administrative and environmental laws.
A conservative activist in Indiana is surprised that so many Republicans voted against a redistricting plan, one that could have helped the GOP retain control of the U.S. House. AFN's Chad Groening has more.
It is very clear that next year's midterms will decide whether President Trump's final 2 years in office will be productive or bogged down by impeachment and other left-wing treachery. Trump has been urging Republican-controlled states to redraw their congressional lines to help the GOP hold on to its thin majority. Although Texas, Missouri, Ohio, and North Carolina went along, Indiana did not. In fact, the vote wasn't even close, with more Republicans voting against the redistricting measure than for it. Micah Clark is executive director of the American Family Association of Indiana.
I was surprised they only got 19 votes. There were 31 votes against it, 10 of which are Democrats. We had 21 Republicans vote no and 19 vote yes. It was just bad. I thought we were going to fall a couple votes short. I didn't think we'd fall that short.
Clark says in politics, nice guys finish last.
The fact that Indiana decided to be quote-unquote fair and play nice is not going to stop any blue state from eliminating any Republican districts at all, just because we were the nice guys or rose above this and didn't get partisan. This is a very partisan, very political battle, and it's not about fairness or niceness. It's about public policy ideas. And in Indiana, decided not to play a part in that.
I'm Chad Groening.
Days of torrential rain in Washington state has caused historic floods, stranding families on rooftops and washing over bridges. Washington is under a state of emergency, with the governor warning that as many as 100,000 people would need to evacuate statewide. Another storm system is expected to bring more rain starting Sunday. In final news, Walmart is working towards removing synthetic dyes and 30 other ingredients, including artificial sweeteners and preservatives, from its store brand foods by January of 2027. Fox's Kelly Saberi has more from a Walmart facility in Arkansas.
Each of these products has its own unique challenges. Take candy, for example. Not only are they taking out the colors of the original product, but they're also working out both the taste and texture, which we know is equally as important. And it's one of their top-selling categories. So let's take the sour worms, for example. They have titanium dioxide in them, and now they'll take that out, which removes that pop of neon. New versions use things like spirulina and turmeric for the color. And if you can believe it, I think the new version actually tastes better than the original. So I asked, how will Walmart, such a big company, present in 9 out of 10 homes, change the way Americans eat? They tell me their decisions are dictated by the consumer, not the other way around.
The move comes amid a string of big food companies all pledging in the past 6 months to remove synthetic dyes from their products, motivated by the Make America Healthy Again effort by the Trump administration. Find more news on AFN.net. When you're there, be sure to subscribe to our free daily email news briefs. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on X. Thanks for listening.